Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
The last month or so has been, I mean, I think I've spoken about it in pretty much every episode lately, has been a bit of an emotional roller coaster for me, and it's been really big stuff. And not just talking emotional stuff, but I'm talking about like big life-changing shit that can impact your life for good. And I was stressed to the hilt. I was not in a good place. And today I'm down here. We haven't had rain for the longest time up here. And it just started to rain while I was on the beach. Actually, maybe it rained the other day while I was down here, but just like a 2-minute scud, I got drenched, and then by the time I got to my car, it was well and truly gone, and then that was it. Like, it was like just whoosh, gone. Anyway, today I was down here and I looked out, I got out of my car and I looked at the sky and I thought, oh, could rain. And I thought, well, I grabbed my umbrella and I thought, you know what? No, I'm not going to. I'm just gonna walk. And if I get wet, if it pisses down, it's okay, it's just water. And it just was such a reminder of the magic that is life that we forget about when we're in that place of attachment to something launch not going well. You know, the things that feel really big in the moment, but in the grand scheme of things are not really big. Cash flow. You know, that moment where you've got the bills to pay and sketchy whether or not you're going to be able to pay them. The failed launch, the failed business even. The dream that seems to be falling apart. It can be all-consuming. And while I feel like it's important not to discount or dismiss how big something feels, what this last month has taught me is what is important and what isn't. And the discomfort is caused really from my mind thinking things should be a different way when they're not. And it's really hard to accept that when you really want something to turn out a specific way. When you really want someone to behave in a certain way. When you really want something to happen for you. And it's not. Like, it can feel... it can feel all-consuming and really shit. Really shit. And things have been that way for me, but not on the micro level. Not the, you know, I did do a launch of my mastermind and didn't fly. And usually that would be a big thing, but it's not a big thing for me anymore. because it's like, it is what it is. It's okay, it's not this big personal turmoil that it used to be. And having had a bunch of things unfold where it's been, you know, this could seriously impact my family ongoing. Like health stuff, big health stuff. This could mean someone is no longer a part of my family because of illness. And there's nothing like the fragility of life to bring you back into the big stuff, to stop you stressing about the small stuff and bring you back into what is really important. And it's been a gift for me, actually, because I have had to hand over the control. I have had to hand over the reins. I've had to surrender on a daily basis to what is. And thankfully, most of the things have turned out okay. There was no need for my anxiety around it. And I just actually allowed it to be what it was, be in it. I took a couple of weeks off work and just laid on the bed if I felt like it, and colored in if I felt like it, and drew and walked on the beach. Did I already say that one? No, I don't think I did. Walked and giving myself that space and permission just to be in what I was feeling allowed me to just move through it so much quicker and gain some perspective, you know, because I very quickly stopped stressing about the small things because there were much bigger things to stress about. But now that the bigger things are, now that there is this acceptance of I don't have the control to change certain things, I have to actually hand it over, it has changed the way I'm dealing with even the stress of the big things. You know? Hey. Good boy. Hey. I'm now seeing that I can control some things in my life. I can control my reaction to things. I can control certain elements, how I show up in the world, what I do with my time. Those are things that I do actually have control over, even if it doesn't feel like it sometimes. I do have control over it. Things that I don't have control over are how the world sees me. You know, how or not necessarily how the world sees me at large, but how individual people see me. I don't really have any control over that. Even if I am trying to have them see me in a certain way, they can only ever see me from themselves. So why bother trying to make them see me at all? Let alone in a way that would be advantageous for me, that would feel good for me, just allowing them to think whatever they like about me, see me in whatever way they like, something I can't control. And I can. Because I can control what is important to me. So it's that, you know, it's always a dichotomy with me. It's always a contrast, right? While we have no control, we also have absolute control. I think it's when we get into a fixed mindset of one or the other where the stress comes in, right? When we feel like we have complete control, or we should have complete control, then that causes a stress. And when we feel like we have no control and we're completely powerless, then that causes a stress. But when we recognize we have both, that's like a really powerful place to be. And I guess that's what this last month has taught me. I have both. I have both no power whatsoever and complete power. So yeah, that's my little ditty for today. Is just an invitation to recognize, or to have a look at, those places where you are feeling stress. And have a look at the control piece within that. What are you trying to control? What outcome are you trying to create? Because I was interviewing an incredible woman for Make Some Noise, and she had said a John Lennon quote, I can't remember it exactly, but it's something that is really familiar to most of us, which is, you know, like basically, what is it? Life is what happens when we are making plans, kind of thing. You know, so it's basically like, you know, that saying of God laughs at best laid plans, or some shit like that. Essentially what it means, or what my interpretation of it is that we go about our lives trying to create particular outcomes, but really we have no control over that, and life will take us wherever it needs to take us, and sometimes to some pretty shit places. And we have no control over that, and we have all the control over that. So yeah, that's it. I feel like I've left something wide open here, but anyway, you have the autonomy and the, you know, self-awareness to take what you need from this. I don't need to wrap things up in a neat little bow all the time. You take this and internalize it however way you need to, and allow it to be whatever you need it to be, because we all know you'll listen to this one day and it'll raise something in you, and then you'll listen to it a year later and something completely different will come up for you. We are constantly changing and evolving. So that's it for today. Yeah, that is it. Got nothing to promote for you. If you want to come join Show Up Speak Up, I'd love to see you in there. If you want to drop me an email and say g'day, I'd love to hear from you. That's it. Have a great week. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook, or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.